This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show in which, well, we're stopping the totalitarians one person at a time. And boy, do we have a Donnybrook that's brewing right now. We're just about an hour, 90 minutes away from airtime for the presidential debate. And boy, has it been really a hot and heavy 48 plus hours since Donald Trump and since the big October surprise from Hillary Rodham Clinton's camp has come out with this audio tape that was done on Access Hollywood 11 years ago. But with us right now is Chris Street. He's got some pretty good information about how this whole thing has gone down. And by the way, we have a video up of Michelle Bachmann being interviewed by CNN yesterday. She just absolutely nails what's going on right now. And a little bit of perspective needs to be brought in before the debate and also after the debate. Chris, what do you have for us about what this whole thing is, about?
Well, everyone thought there would be a bimbo eruption, and they've clearly got it. Bill Clinton is, the only person really that has ideas in this campaign. Hillary obviously is looking, to get a position. It's not she's looking for her own ideas. But Bill has been out on the campaign, and everywhere he's gone, he's got pushback. But he's really the only person that's not on a listening campaign. Every time Hillary goes out, she gets bad press. So the way they're playing this is Hillary's always studying, and Bill's always out on the campaign. This particular attack on Trump is, as you've said, 11 years ago, and it's what's called a hot mic. Now, normally hot mics happen, and, everybody knows that men and women talk smack, when they don't think anybody's listening. And right. Especially when you get in the media business, it's a pretty rough crowd, And there's lots of drugs, there's lots of drinking, there's lots of crazy stuff going on. Sometimes the stars are straight and sometimes the back people are not. But in this case, one of those hot mic tapes, not part of the show, has been outed. And there's probably more to come. But from what we've seen, you know, the timing of this was exactly when WikiLeaks was going to out probably some of the worst comments, Goldman Sachs, you know, snippets that I've ever heard in politics. So the timing was great. And the real question, Paul, is will it really matter to anybody?
Well, I really wonder that, and I'm with you, Chris, because if people think that this is just it just popped up. This has been a well thought out planned attack that's happening with Donald Trump. In fact, Michelle Bachmann is the YouTube that I was referring to there. We have it posted up on our Facebook. She lays it out, and nobody should be fooled by this. This is, of course, something that was going to happen eventually, as you called it, the bimbo attacks. There's going to be more bimbo attacks, I suspect. But there was a particular reason why this was brought out, and apparently, from what I'm hearing from my sources, and I don't know about your sources, but NBC is behind this whole thing by laying this out and working in a coordinated effort with the Clinton campaign.
Right, and you know, that's the real issue here is not just that NBC's behind it. You know, NBC has been sitting on the debates. You know, they've been hosts of the debates. They're deeply involved, and of course, they own MSNBC. You know, what if there was fair and balanced, it is unbalanced and totally unfair. MSNBC, you know, a station that's, you know, got what, 140,000 people listen to it, watch it every day. So, you know, we're talking something that spends a lot of money that doesn't seem to make a lot of money, but it may be part of, you know, the media's effort to get the kind of policies, to buy the kind of policies they really want.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting the way this whole thing has blown up, because the WikiLeaks was going to come out, and at some point in time, it's too bad they didn't come out a little bit sooner. But you know, this was all going to happen anyway. They are desperate.
It, Paul. It's the timing of this. You know, ran over the WikiLeaks disclosure, and it was a total setup. I mean, they were just waiting with this. They had it. You know, there's The Apprentice out there. So if they've used hot mic, they're going to bring out hot mic tapes from Entertainment Tonight. Well, obviously, The Apprentice hot tapes are coming out. And it just shows you the extent that the media and the mainstream, you know, fears this populist uprising.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this is what I want to try and get across, Chris. And I think we can do this. We can kind of accomplish this, you know, in our capacity, is that fear is real for them. And if they're going to go to this kind of extent to really kind of grovel at the feet of debauchery, if you will, then they're desperate, because they've got nothing else to hang on to. I mean, all the facts are working against them. Every
if
fact.
If you look on the internet, it's 20-1 against Hillary.
Yeah.
And it's really those Bernie Sanders voters who have now found out that they've been completely had.
Right. And
the,
you know,
things that she told, the things she told Goldman Sachs, you know, we really need to leave it to you because you're the smartest people.
Unreal.
You know, that we unreal. Really need, you know, global government and no borders. I mean, that kind of language. She talks about how there's a public and there's a, you know, private policy. I mean, that is exactly what Donald Trump started this campaign about.
Yeah, and you know, it's just amazing the vitriolic behavior of CNN in particular. I mean, God, the abject hatred that they have towards Donald Trump, just about every one of them. And of course, they're just trying to throw this whole sex thing out there. You know, they're just, what's going to happen is, and I've already sensed it, I've seen it, you know, from my people, they're just going to push back on this, and there's going to be more resentment towards Hillary Clinton. And again, one of the big things was, as you said, with the Sanders people. The Sanders people got had in California by the election system that was so rigged. Now they get had by this. You know, the Goldman Sachs comments, they got to be, I mean, this is going to start boiling here in the next couple of days, and they're not going to be happy campers at all with Hillary Rodham Clinton, not even close.
Well, that's right. And also part of these, you know, snippets that are coming out from WikiLeaks, it includes the coordination with the media, i.e. naming names. Is the hacker, whether it's the Russians or somebody else, what's very, very clear is this is detailed information and planning. For example, the Clinton campaign, from right in the Clinton campaign, says, we have a very good relationship with Maggie Haberman of Politico over the last year. We have had her tee up stories for us before and have never been disappointed. Can you imagine language like that?
Well, and this is the media. I mean, this is supposed to be the, you know, we're supposed to be the fifth estate, so to speak, to keep these people clean. But, you know, they're just all in, and it's just the evidence that we've been talking about for years now about how, and of course, there's Media Matters. We just don't want to leave those poor folks out. But, you know, the manipulation on the whole, on the grand scale, is just unbelievable. And this is what's going to be exposed, Chris. This is what's going to, and I think this, this whole thing from Access Hollywood is... It's locker room talk. I don't like it, but it's 11 years old. Hot Mike didn't know it was out there. You know, I think there's a lot of issues with that. But how many people has Hillary Rodham Clinton killed or been responsible for their deaths in her policies, in her statements, just by her verbiage? I mean, there's no moral equivalence here. There's none.
Paul, why would you possibly say, you know, 5 million dead and displaced could possibly be as bad as, you know, Hot Mike?
Watch. The moral equivalency here is just beyond the pale. It's absolutely beyond the pale.
Well, once again, back to these leaks coming out from WikiLeaks. One of the more interesting leaks is the coordination with media.
Okay, hang on, Chris. We got the music coming up right now. When we come back, more Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to unravel it for you, ladies and gentlemen. Just stick with us. More to come. Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
2-1-1-0.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're getting the primer before the debate tonight. And, of course, we're unraveling the onion for you. And the bottom line is, these people are panicked on the other side. That's why they pulled out this October surprise. But the coordination of effort between the mainstream media and the Clinton and the globalist, if you will, has been astounding, because we've now got a lot of the WikiLeaks information out there. And that's just, it's incredible what's happening. Chris, your comments on this coordination of effort that's going on between the campaign, the globalist, and the media.
Well, Paul, it's, you know, what's really interesting is, remember that all of this is being coordinated with super PACs. You know, people like David Brock have formed super PACs such as Correct the Record. And, of course, these are able to do things that a candidate can't do and raise money a candidate can't raise and spend. Now, David Brock shows up on a detailed memo coordinating activities with the Clinton campaign. That is a felony subject to 5 years in prison. Now, part of the activity, it says columnist and pundit calls include Dan Baltz, Wolf Blitzer, Gloria Borger, David Brooks, E.J. Dionne. I mean, this is just astounding, supposedly. John King. You know, these are supposed to be mainline journalists with great reputations. Charlie Rose. I mean, the whole thing is just coming out in gory detail that it, the fix is in.
Let me get the volume here, Chris. Sorry about that. These people that have I mean, this is a complete cabal of the media, is it not?
I mean, you know, John Dickerson, I thought he was supposed to be one of the most respected, you know, journalists, columnists out there. He's on the list. I mean, this just shows you these people only know how to deal off the bottom of the deck.
Wow. Well, you know, this is a... And again, what does it say about our country when we have this kind of situation going on with leadership at the top? I mean, and I'm looking at the
Paul,
Clinton side.
I'm going to kind of go the other direction. I'm going to say this is the only country where you can get it out that the fix is in. I mean, what this is all about is the fix. These people are getting outed in this process.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, will they pay their price today, tomorrow, or in 6 months or in a year? Look at the money. I mean, the money is abandoning the mainstream media because it really isn't mainstream.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point, and Chris, you know, we've been involved in the alternative media, and of course, you're with Breitbart, been writing for them for a couple of years. You've been co-hosting the show with me. You know how this is all going with us, because people want us. I mean, the demand for our information is exploding, as you know. And people can't get enough of it. I can't keep up with what we're doing here right now, because people want answers. You know, I got phone calls going on, I got texts going on, all the different things happening. They're coming to you and I, Chris, guys like us that are, you know, and Alex Jones and all the other ones. Forget the mainstream media. And I think this is their big Waterloo. I think this is it. I really believe it.
Well, just take a look at the comments on articles. You know, the New York Times, you know, it's supposed to be such a, you know, vaulted publication. If they get 200 comments, it's, you know, the biggest story in the world. At Breitbart, I get 200 comments on, you know, 8 or 9 articles a week. You know, I get as many as 15,000. I mean, you know, the lights are on, but nobody's home at the New York Times.
That's the gray lady doubt. That's exactly right. But, you know, this whole alternative thing, like right now, I'm sure your Facebook and Twitter and everything is just lighting up like crazy because we're getting into this debate. But I was getting, you know, I've already done a couple hours worth of radio today, been on air and so on. But the demand, like I said, is just, for me, it's overwhelming. I can't handle it one guy. I've got...
Well, Paul, you're the ever-ready bunny, too. Come on. I hope your listeners out there understand that this guy has one speed, you know, like fifth gear high.
Yeah. Always going, always going. But, you know, I'm really kind of excited because I just, you know, I went to the Trump rally a week on last Wednesday in Reno, Nevada, and got a flavor of the whole Trump rally, the movement, if you will, 11,000 people strong. I mean, it was just amazing. And by the way, of all stripes and polka dots, whatever you want to call it,
people are Americans.
That's exactly right. We are Americans, and I saw 1,100 Americans out there. 11,000 Americans. Americans. Hello. And, you know, this is the thing that was so unifying about that thing. And this is the movement that Donald Trump is talking about. And, of course, what has been the response? There's been this, like, oh, my God. And now all of a sudden people, and this is where we come in the alternative media, and thank goodness for the internet and all this other stuff, people are fact-checking. They're looking into it. And they're developing their own scenarios. They're learning, you know, learning from us, our sources. We're converting it and getting it out there. And we will stand the test of time, truthfully, and that's what people are going to buy into. And obviously the mainstream, they don't do their own fact-checking. What they're making the stories up as they go. This is all about hit people, you know, hitting people, taking people out the old, you know, the old-fashioned way, which is not going to work. I do not think in the long term, I think this is going to blow up in Hillary Rodham Clinton's face and Bill Clinton's face. And by the way, I just want to say one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, when you vote for Hillary Clinton, you're getting Bill Clinton too. I mean, how can you say
that? It's a twoffer. He said it was a twoffer.
A twoffer? A twoffer.
Two for one. You know, it's like getting burger and fries.
That's right.
Hard to tell which one's a fries.
A twoffer. Anyway, is that a sexually explicit term? It's coming from Bill Clinton. No, I know, but it's coming from Bill Clinton.
They're just dumb as dirt, too.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Clinton gets that little lip moving, and you know, I really want to empathize with you. I just want to empathize with you, and you know, people bought it for a while, but look at the pain and suffering in what you know Hillary calls flyover America. You know, that's everywhere except New York and Washington D.C., maybe Hollywood and San Francisco. You know, the rest of the people out there, they're just roadkill.
Well, getting back to this whole twoffer thing, you know, people are saying, and this is coming out of the camp from Clinton's, well, she's her standalone candidate and Bill's not running for president. The heck he's not. He's out campaigning like he's running for president. And the other thing, too, is Hillary Clinton's saying, oh, when I get in there, I'm going to turn the economy over to my husband. Hello? I mean, a twoffer. That's all we need is a Clinton twoffer.
Maybe you get the government you deserve. You know, maybe you really deserve America, you know, to go the same way you have the last 15 or 20 years. And the funny part is when you talk to young people, they're coming around. I mean,
yeah.
Our generation had Jimmy Carter, and, you know, a fool with power once is frightening. You know, you've had two regimes of Obama, and who's benefiting? I mean, he's doing great. You know, Michelle's been on lots of vacations. Now you're going to go for a third punch in the face?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I had a really good chance yesterday to talk to a 21-year-old millennial who just sees it so crystal clear. And I'm saying, you know, are your friends seeing it? And, you know, when I talked to the youngers, and I talked to several youngers, went right out of my way up in Reno, and there were a lot of them there, by the way, a larger number than I thought. But, you know, we saw that at CPAC, Chris. We saw the youngers at CPAC. Remember, in January, everybody was young. But, you know, these guys, these kids know what's going on. They don't want this anymore. They don't want, you know, the 30 years of what they've seen from the Clintons before. They want an America that does not have all that baggage. I mean, you can talk about Donald Trump's baggage. Has he ever acted out on these kind of things, though? Where you have Bill Clinton, who has acted out on his things. He's actually raped people. And, of course, Hillary, well, left four stranded in Benghazi. Do we need to talk about how she killed them? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to 10 to 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about what's going on with Donald Trump. The hit piece that was a well-coordinated effort on the part of NBC with Clinton organization and so many others out there in the mainstream. It was a dedicated hit piece designed to deflect away from the WikiLeaks, which is going to be so damaging to Hillary Clinton. And quite frankly, the way I see this scandal is it's going to go away. There's going to be a debate tonight. There's going to be a lot of issues brought up. They're going to try and bring this up. But going forward, what is going to be sustained is the evidence from WikiLeaks. Chris, your comments on that.
Well, I think that's the real issue, Paul, is that this is going to be the drip, drip, drip. You know, I mean, we're talking about 11 years ago in a hot mic, you know, something that was never supposed to be public, you know, something that was just, you know, it wrong as rain wrong. But come on. I mean, is there any woman out there who doesn't believe that guys talk like this? I mean, this is kind of the way life really is. You know, people talk smack. A lot of it's just posturing. But, you know, Bill Clinton's a guy of action.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't posture, he acts. Well, and, you know, then she acts to enable him. So, you know, the standing by your man thing that Hillary's doing, I really think that just shows you once again that Trump was close to winning. And close to winning is something that, you know, that the media can't accept. And NBC brought out this hot mic issue you know, which really is considered bad form in the media.
Yeah, it is.
Off the record. But, you know, we're talking about too much to lose here, so we got to go and change the rules. But looking forward to this, you know, if you want to have a mud wrestle, I mean, I think the things that came out of WikiLeaks, you know, that talks to people's money and that talks to their life. And that's really what happened in the first debate. In the first debate, all of the professionals said, you know, Hillary Clinton won the debate, you know, she'll be up by 5 points.
Didn't happen. No,
Trump got 2 points out of it.
Right.
Went up by 2 points. So, you know, what has Hillary got to offer you as a voter other than, you know, the same trend you're in now? And for most people, that's a bad trend.
Well, and, you know, it comes down to, again, some basic fundamental questions about Hillary, that in her entire career, what has she accomplished that's moved this nation forward?
She's pushed the button.
That's it.
She set the reset.
And what good did that do? she's a woman of no accomplishment, Chris.
Can you imagine going to another adult world leader and putting a stupid Staples button?
And it was the wrong button. It said the wrong thing.
You know, I'm sure that Putin looked at her like, you know, she was from, you know, a galaxy far, far away.
Far, far away. He still
amateur
does,
buddy. Hour. He's probably, you know, this is a KGB guy. He's probably sitting there in the back of his mind going, "What is? Can I take this maroon?"
that's what he's doing. And he did that all along when she was. And, of course, now they have a lot of problems coming up because we're getting more and more information from these WikiLeaks that from Scott Bennett, our own very Scott Bennett, our very own Scott Bennett, that, you know, the conversations, all the things that he got when he wrote his book and having been arrested by Eric Holder for finding out who was actually financing terrorism. It turned out to be Obama and Hillary Clinton. Now we're getting cooperative emails from this latest leak. And that's another story, Chris, that hasn't come out yet, but it will. And that's something that they definitely fear. They don't want that out. That the total substantiation of what Putin has been saying is that Obama formed ISIS. They are fighting ISIS in Russia right now, in a sense, the surrogate army of Obama. And they found that out by way of this radio show, actually. But they got it substantiated by our Liberty Tour and the things that we put out there. But that is evidence that's still on the table now, and now we have more of it. And that's going to condemn her even more so. And what's it going to do to Obama? Well, I don't really care.
Well, some of this is playing out right now, Paul, in a place called Aleppo.
Right, exactly.
One of the WikiLeaks vignettes of wisdom is Hillary Clinton admits that if the U.S. set up a no-fly zone in Syria, they'd have to kill a lot of people. I mean, you know, the peace-loving people of al-Nusra, you know, better known as al-Qaeda, I understand that we're now supposed to be against ISIS, even though we made it.
Yeah,
you know, right. It's like, you know, we used to hate al-Qaeda, so we made ISIS.
Yeah,
but ISIS is worse now, so now we give money to the old al-Qaeda because, you know, they're the al-Nusra guys.
They're not,
you know,
as bad.
We need to have some intellectual, you know, discipline here.
Yeah, they're not as bad. One group is just not as bad as they just behead differently. They use a bigger knife on one side and a smaller knife on another.
One guy uses a rusty knife.
Right, there you go. Dull and sharp versus dull and sharp. That's more misery upon the planet. Okay, so what's going to happen tonight, you think, in this debate? Just a little throw in speculation.
I just think it's going to be a mud wrestle. If I'm Trump, you know, you've pulled the lowest blow you could on me, so open up and let it fly. At the same time, Trump needs to start talking about illegal immigrants as wage breakers.
Right.
I mean, this is all about money. What people don't really understand is 45% of the S&P 500's earnings are from exports. Now, exports for the nation is a very small number, just 13%, but it's a huge amount of the profits of those gigantic multinational corporations. You know, they buy their friends overseas.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get into this, the little bit of the immigrants that are coming in here. and so-called wage breakers, because there's some history there. We mentioned this briefly in another show, the history of the wage breakers about 100 years ago, actually.
Well, Carnegie, yeah.
Yeah, Carnegie.
And Carnegie, you know, built these steel mills, and, you know, when he'd somebody try to unionize, you know, they'd be the Italians or something, and that, you know, they try to unionize, he'd kick them out and go get himself some Czechoslovakians, you know, people that can't speak Italian. And he'd literally bring in a boat of Czechoslovakians to his factory and, you know, dump all the Italian boys and bring in the Czechoslovakian fellas. And, you know, the next day, no union.
Just wholesale.
Lower wages.
Yeah, just wholesale immigration. I mean, just pick, you know, a boat, just get on it.
That's right. That's right. I mean, if you're a legitimate businessman in America and you hire Americans, you know, in a competitive, you know, lower wage type job, you're going to go out of business.
Yeah.
You got to hire illegal aliens and Mexicans, and they're not even Mexicans. Remember, Mexico's got 4% unemployment and has had it for 6 years. It's the United States that has high unemployment. The people coming in now are coming in from Central America. These people have no skills. You know, many of them have, you know, very challenging, you know, medical records. And more importantly, they have no basic education.
Well,
so,
you know,
so they're the lowest of
right.
the low wage worker.
Well, the other part of it too is that, you know, the classic example is some of the industries there in the Midwest, the chicken industries in particular, bringing in Somalis who have no skills whatsoever, but they can at least cut a bird open and gut it and that sort of thing. And of course, this is driving wages down like crazy. When you're bringing in whole, this reminds me of the Czechs being brought over on the boat to replace the Italians.
Right.
And we're seeing that now in, you know, right here, right now,
right.
by
and,
some
and,
of these large corporations.
And more importantly, Paul, you know, some of those Somalis are really good workers.
Right.
But it doesn't make it right when you go and destroy, you know, a whole community by essentially displacing their jobs, you know, with somebody offshore.
Right. Well, exactly.
And that's just as much theft, you know, as anything else.
Well, and you know what we're seeing right now in Twin Falls, Fargo, you know, North Dakota, and so on, is that very same issue where we're seeing literally a Cloward and Piven strategy, bringing in all these immigrants and putting on stress on city government and so on. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here with Chris Street on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about this debate that's going to happen in about an hour or so. And when you go back to the podcast on this radio show, make sure you listen to it very carefully. We have some amazing details about who orchestrated this entire thing. And I know that Chris is going to be doing a lot more due diligence. We got some other people working on this, the backstory as to how this whole thing went down with the audio tape and so on, Access Hollywood, 11 years old. It's a big hit piece. These things are well orchestrated, and a lot of people are saying, "Oh, I'm shocked! I'm shocked to see gambling going on here." Come on, this is, you know, if you're going to play with the big boys, you got to put on the big boy pants, and Donald Trump has got the big boy pants on. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff that happens in these political chaotic situations. And I guess, Chris, it doesn't get any more chaotic than what we've seen here with this whole election cycle. But this is an important election cycle. I think it's the most important of our lifetime.
Well, Paul, the world is changing, whether it changes this election cycle or the next. You know, the world has already moved. The people have moved. Politics, you always got to bring kicking and screaming. You know, but right now we just finished up a press conference that Trump said was his debate preparation on Facebook, where he had the whole gang. He had Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, Kathy Shelton, Juanita Broderick. I mean, they all sat there with them and went through their life story. And, you know, if what Trump did was bad, I don't think anybody's going to defend it. What Clinton did, you ought to be in prison.
Yeah, there's no moral equivalent. I mean there's no moral equivalent.
We have any, you know, Uma Aberdeen, I mean, you want another enabler? I mean, that's Clinton's MO.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's just that part of it is a little bit mind-boggling. But this is, again, you know, when you have a well-coordinated media attack like this, ladies and gentlemen, and you can pull all these resources in at one time, and you can go to the network like CNN, to all their people and all their surrogates, or, you know, you put up one or two Trump poster childs up there, you know, you know, as moderators or surrogates for Trump, and you're just bashing them. You know, it's just interesting to watch these panels that they have, and they have one Trump surrogate against five CNN surrogates, and they're just hammering. It's just vicious. I've never seen this before. This is all new, but, you know, that's the coordination of effort, and they go on to another surrogate and another surrogate. You know, So it's we're very well planned out, very well coordinated, and just the hate speech alone, crazy. It's kind of like what we saw at CPAC, and I made this analogy earlier in the day, in the first hour of the show this morning, that you know, that what we saw at CPAC was that just vicious hatred towards Donald Trump, which didn't seem to be very well deserved, but it was all coming from the Never Trumpers.
Oh yeah, as if this is new.
Right, and now they're back again. Now, fallout.
I mean, they're voting for Hillary. I mean, do they need to say any more?
Right, they're all in for Hillary. So I guess the question is, because I have this theory that what we are seeing here with Donald Trump is a hostile takeover of the Republican Party, and it's pushing out.
That is exactly what Trump represents. Trump represents, you know, the little people climbing the walls.
Right, that's exactly right. And they are obviously bothered by that. Now, the question is, where is the
bothered?
Party bothered, beyond bothered, well beyond bothered. Anyway, yeah, but the bigger issue is where are these people going to go? Are they going to form their own new party called the Globalist Party, which is what I'm saying they're going to do, because they're all in. And by the way, I noticed that so many from Wisconsin and so many from Utah are out there in this group of Republicans, which I find very fascinating. And, of course, I've got my theories on that. I'm not going to share them yet, but... I find it interesting that that sort of thing is going on. And what about Paul Ryan? Did you see the headline on Drudge today? It said pee whipped.
You know, I have mixed feelings about Paul Ryan. You know, these are people who, you know, came into office, you know, when the Republican Party was imploding in 2008. Remember, the never Trumpers are the Republican Party of 2008.
That's correct.
And where would have that gone if you would have kept with it? I mean, Romney wasn't a great candidate, but he was better than McCain. And does anybody doubt that if good old Jeb Bush was on the circuit here, you know, Republican insiders could feel good about losing because they're good at feeling good about losing. They tend to specialize in that.
Yeah, you've said that before, and I agree with that statement entirely. And again, that's the whole, you have to have been an athlete and played on athletic teams or coached athletic teams to understand what Chris just said there. Because some people in their comfort zone, they feel okay about, they tried and they lost and they're okay with that.
And when they win, it's like emotionally destabilizing.
Oh, they don't know how to win. They don't know what
that's
it means.
Right. Well, I mean, when they accidentally win, they really don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, it's like expectations, you know. And I love the part. Remember in Ghostbusters, he you know, they want to borrow money against Dan Aykroyd's house he inherited, yeah. And he goes, "Oh, the private sector. You know, should I leave college and the you know working for the university, the public sector, and go to the private sector?" He goes, "You know, I've been in the private sector. They expect results."
They expect results.
Most Americans don't have a choice but to expect results. You know, this impacts their life, and we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I don't think this is over it's been so over for Donald Trump every time it's over. It's over, it's over, it's over. You know,
he's got the ability to step up and rise above it. He always has, and I don't think this is going to be any different. And these people are going to be really, really buzzing when things start to happen against them now.
Well, I mean, you're going to find out if you're tough enough, if you're rough enough, because nobody should doubt that the Clintons play nasty.
That's right. And that's exactly the point behind all this. This should not be a surprise that they play so nasty, and they're going to get more nasty as time goes on. But let's let them dig that hole for themselves. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Got about another 2 minutes left of this hour, so stick with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street, and we're talking about the debate tonight and what's going to be happening. Chris, your final thoughts, though. We've got about 45 seconds to go.
Well, just like in the last debate, you know, at the end of the debate, it was a huge victory for Clinton. You know, it was a takeout for Trump. He got 2 points up. So far, the morning polls only have Trump losing 1%, and interestingly enough, you know, Hillary Clinton lost 0.3%, because everybody knows the atomic bomb is headed for Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you're expand on that for about 15 is about Bill Clinton, the atomic bomb.
Oh, I'm sure they got some tapes on
Bill.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. All right. Right. Yeah.
You're going to see. You want trash talk. You want trash action. There's going to be video.
And, you know, this is what they Donald Trump. And again, I said this earlier. Donald Trump warned Hillary at the last debate. He wasn't going to go there, but they went there. Now, and of course, out of desperation, they've gone there. Now Donald will respond. Hello? He's good to his word, isn't he, Chris?
I think he's straight up.
Straight up, anyway. Okay, Chris, quickly, how can we get a hold of you?
I publish 2 articles or 3 articles a day on Breitbart, California, and the Breitbart show. We get 1 billion page views a year now.
That's amazing. You know, Breitbart has just expanded, you know, exploded. And, you know, I think I was reading the other day, a couple of weeks ago, actually, Rush Limbaugh had made a statement, says, Breitbart's everywhere.
Well, you know, not only read my articles, make comments, insult me if you like.
Yeah.
I love trolls.
I know. And actually, Chris, you get thousands of hits off your comments,
right? I get thousands
of comments,
right? I get every kind of attitude. And the fun part is, you know, many of the people who comment actually have really interesting things to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially on technical issues.
You know, and again, I want to go out there and say, people, write a comment on any of these articles that we post up on Agenda 21 Radio or Breitbart or wherever it comes. Write a comment because, you know, you guys really are the heart and soul of what we do here on the alternative media. We read those things and we listen, and you'd be surprised where we go with some of that information that you provide us just on your own thoughts. And I keep encouraging people to do that more and more so, and I think that's what you're getting to, isn't it, Chris?
Absolutely.
Anyway, okay, thanks, Chris, for being with us here on Agenda 21
Always
Radio. And anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be coming up here to the end of the hour. And just get ready. I mean, it's rock and roll time. We're going to put this up on the broadcast, and people can be listening to it, I guess, during the debate. It's really fascinating times that we're living in right now. And I'll tell you, I think it's going to blow up on Hillary. That's just my opinion. And I'm just a radio talk show host. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, you are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.